Hey girl, hey. So yeah, I can say hey girl because if you read the description, fellas, you know this episode is for my girls. I don't think you want to listen to this one. We're going to talk about beauty hacks. I mean, you're welcome to if you just find the show entertaining, but if not, feel free to proceed to a previous episode. All right, ladies, put your seatbelts on. We are going for a ride.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Thank you to the Pod Squad for suggesting this topic. Many of you had said, all right, there's some beauty hack things, some things we want to talk about, Chalene. And one topic that kept coming up over and over again was face shaving. Shaving your face as a woman. Of all ages, P.S. So we're going to talk about that first. And I have a little bit of experience here, but I think I'm like last to know about it. I always feel like I'm last to find out about these things. Anyway, so here's how this went down for me. I was having a new gal put my makeup on or do my makeup for an event. And I'd never worked with her before. And she was like, oh, I also do threading, you know, like eyebrow threading. I'm like, oh. And she's like, do you want me to thread your eyebrows real quick? Just clean them up. I'm like, sure. Because I don't wax my eyebrows. I have very blonde, baby fine hair. And I have had my eyebrows microbladed, which we'll talk about in just a second. But so I never have them waxed. I just like kind of tweeze them. And I sometimes forget because they're blonde. So I don't see them and I don't have great eye, you know, vision. So anyways, I'm like, yeah, that'd be awesome. I've never done this. So she, threaded my eyebrows. And she said, oh, do you want me to do your cheeks? I'm like, do my cheeks? And she's like, yeah, I can, you know, just like on your jawline, it just removes the peach fuzz and it makes your skin like so smooth and the makeup goes on really beautifully. I'm like, oh, okay, well, you're the expert. Go for it. So she did that. She threaded my cheeks. And I loved it. It just, my skin felt so dewy and beautiful. I was just like, wow, should I have been doing this all along? She's like, oh yeah, girl, everybody does this. I'm like, oh wow. Okay. So then she put on, you know, the primer and then my makeup. And I had a lot of makeup on that day because I was, you know, speaking at an event and I'm under the hot lights. I'm sweating and then it dries and it's still caked on my face. And then we went out to dinner. I had this makeup on for like 16 hours, like ridiculous. And I did it right after she had done the threading. So not surprisingly, I had a pretty decent little breakout a couple days later, which was fine. It cleared up pretty quickly. But the bottom line is I loved the way my skin felt. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. But geez, does it mean I have to go do like another appointment? Because I literally can't stand having to go to beauty appointments. So then I have this thread, a girl's thread, which is comprised of like 10 of my girlfriends. And we're all kind of like the same age-ish. And we just talk about hacks, like beauty hacks and life hacks. And, you know, it's a great group. Most of us have been friends from, you know, 10, some of us even 30 years. So it's an awesome group of 10 girls. And one of the girls on there was like, so ladies, question, are any of you shaving your face? And I'm like, what? This is before I had my threading done. Right. But after the threading, I'm like, oh, I'm all about this life. And so a lot of them have been doing it for quite a while and they have like little tools and things that they use. So I started watching YouTube videos and I bought myself these really cheap little blades that I saw one of the YouTubers using. And I just did my cheeks, like, again, a couple of weeks, maybe even a month after I'd done, yeah, probably at least a month after I'd done the threading. And so I just kind of like quickly did my cheeks and I was like, ooh, this is fun. This is a good time. I got my little, you know, 10X mirror out and I kind of went a little too crazy and I pushed a little too hard and I got a few like scrapes almost on my chin and my cheeks because I didn't really know what I was doing. And you're literally using like a razor blade. Now, you can use one of those and I'm going to link to some YouTube videos of people who will show you the right way to use them. But I was concerned, as you probably were, with one thing. Well, two things. Number one, is this the right tool to use? Because I've used it twice now And I feel like there's probably a better way to do it. And because I had that issue with my skin breaking out and watching a few videos, what I do is I have this like little, this is another beauty hack. I have this little like, you've heard of dermabrasion, I'm sure before, which you usually have to go to a medical spa to have done. Well, I found this amazing little device. I mean, they've got like a really nice high-end bigger one too, but they have this little one that I travel with too, which I was able to take with me to Europe, that is basically like having microdermabrasion done, but like you don't have to spend, you know, hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars to have it done, A, and B, you don't have to spend time at another freaking appointment. So what I do before I do the face shaving is I use this little microderm. I think it's called, I'll look it up. I think it's called a microderm mini MD, something like that. I'll link to it in the show notes. It's from Trophy Skin. And I will use that and really like clean my skin really well before I do the planing, which is another term for face shaving. I don't like the term face shaving for women. It sounds so masculine. I don't know. It just feels like we shouldn't be talking about shaving our face. It sounds like you're like the bearded woman at the Alpena County Fair in Northern Michigan. If you've ever been to the Alpena County Fair, shout out. So anyways, that face shaving is a very common thing. Women have been doing it for forever. My fear was two things. Number one, am I doing this right? Should I, you know, by cleaning my face, is that the right thing to do? Like really doing the microderm before I do the face planing? And should I be using this little tool? Is there a better thing to use? And also, is my hair going to grow back? Because that's a rumor you hear. It's like, oh, your hair's going to grow back thicker and coarser. Well, it does not. It absolutely does not. I talked to several different experts before I recorded this podcast. And when I'm done, I have a friend who actually is the founder of Trophy Skin. And I will call him and get his honest opinion on if this is a good idea and if there's a better tool, etc. Because he's always great. Okay.
This is Imran.
Hi, Imran. It's Shalene.
Hey, Shalene. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks. How are you?
Doing great. Just traveling for work as usual.
Well, thanks so much for jumping on the line with me very quickly. I appreciate that. Short notice.
Yeah.
Did I hear you're at QVC?
I am, yeah.
Ooh, this is perfect. Okay, because I am a huge QVC fan. Obviously, I'm a huge Trophy Skin fan, but and this isn't why I called, but what's the special today?
So tonight we are selling Microderm MD, which is our flagship, our best-selling product. And then we're launching soon in the next couple of weeks, actually. We're launching a couple of other products with them, the Genu infusion device, the Rejuvelight, our light therapy device, and a couple of the handhelds as well.
That is so cool. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, my audience has been asking about shaving their faces, or I guess you call it dermaplating? Is that what it's called?
Dermaplaning, yeah, that's right. It started in the clinic, and now you can do it at home.
I thought I better speak to the expert, and who better to have access to. So I called you up, and thank you so much for taking the call, because I know you're about to go on QVC. A couple questions. Number one, as an expert, someone who specializes in restoring women's and men's skin, is it safe to remove the peach fuzz on your face?
It is. The cool thing about dermaplaning is it's very surface level. So it's not going beneath the surface of the skin. It's not opening the pores. It's not taking out anything from beneath the surface of the skin. It is strictly just removing that peach fuzz. It's very safe. It's not painful. And it gives you a nice clean palette on which to apply creams and serums, makeup, etc.
Okay. So speaking of a clean palette, I know it's really important to make sure that your face is really clean before you do this. So I've loved using the mini MD, but I don't know if that's something you would recommend people do. And can you explain why that might be a good idea before you do something like shaving?
Definitely. So microdermabrasion, you know, and the mini MD, being able to do that at home has so many benefits. Number one, our customers are usually looking to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, the signs of aging like sun damage, and bring back a glowing complexion. So microdermabrasion is really not about so much about cleansing as it is about removing impurities from deep beneath the skin, taking out dirt, oil, and makeup residue from deep inside the pores. It's almost like, I like to call it like a mini vacuum cleaner for the skin.
Exactly. I haven't been told to do this, but what I've been doing is using the microdermabrasion before and then just making sure my face is like super clean before I do any type of shaving. And I've been using this mini razor that I got on Amazon, but I assume there's something probably even better to use. Do you have any suggestions for us?
Definitely. So there's a company called Dermaflash, found in most of the top prestige beauty department stores.
Okay.
And that's actually the brand that my wife uses, and really a great product for at-home dermaplaning. It really takes the at-home shavers and razors to the next level. It's very feminine, but it also really gives you that clean palette that you want when you're dermaplaning.
I'm looking at it online right now. First of all, the little blades, you have to repeatedly buy them. And I've heard horror stories of them getting like bacteria on them, people not cleaning them properly, reusing them and getting bacterial infections in their face. That seems like a bad idea, right?
Yeah.
So this seems like
definitely something you want to be super sanitary with.
Okay. Good to know. Well, this is great. So Dermaflash, I will link to this in our show notes. Thank you for that suggestion. And thank you so much for being available. I absolutely love the concept behind your company and that you make really spa level, medical spa level tools available to anybody. First of all, even if you can afford to go to a medical spa, who's got the time?
You know, and that's exactly right. That's why I founded Trophy Skin. My background was owning a very high volume medical spa. While our customers loved the results, you know, we were just serving the 1%. We were serving people that had the time and the money to be able to get those treatments done. And I thought there just had to be a better way.
Yes.
And that's Trophy Skin today.
Amen, amen. I literally just said people think it's such a luxury to go and have these services done, but like it's a pain in the butt. It's really nice to have access to those things from home. So we love you. Thank you so much for jumping on the call with me today.
Definitely. Thanks, Shalene.
And go kill it on QVC.
Thank you.
I love Trophy Skin. So thank you to my audience, because one of you came to a Shalene Show live taping and you were telling me about this company and how much I would love it because of the science that they do and the just approach to taking care of women's skin but allowing them to do it from home. And so thank you for introducing me to them, because I have fallen in love with Trophy Skin. And thank you, Imran, because right after I hung up, I mean, here he is about to go on QVC, which is like my favorite place to do live TV. And he sent a text message and said, hey, listen, if anyone in your audience, my girls at the office, they love you. So we want to give you guys a 40% off code. What? Dude, seriously, this is the ultimate hookup. So go to trophyskin.com/Shalene and you will get 40% off. Their stuff is great. So thank you so much, Trophy Skin, for that amazing discount. All right, now I'm going to go back to me recording in the car. So yeah, basically the important things you want to remember are, number one, your hair is not going to grow back thicker, coarser, darker, any of those things. That's just simply not true. The hair, once it's outside, once it's grown through your derm, the layers of skin, it doesn't change. Right? And if it were true that your hair grew in darker, thicker, and coarser, then we would all shave our heads repeatedly if we have fine hair. Right? The only time your hair changes and you might see more hair growth or less hair growth is due to hormonal changes and sometimes after chemotherapy. So other than that, you just might notice it. That's all, because you notice when somebody, your husband, shaves his face, it's like soft. And then you notice when the hair starts to grow back. And then once it starts to grow in, it gets soft again, right? So anyways, your hair is not going to grow in darker, coarser. So you don't have to worry about that. If you do have sensitive skin, you know, buying one of those cheapo razors, which are great. And the brands that I've seen people talk about are Tinkle, T-I-N-K-L-E. You can get those in multi-packs on Amazon. There's another one called Ardell. There's a couple of them. Just look at the reviews on Amazon. However, those, they are, you know, you've got to be careful and you don't want to press hard and you want to make sure you watch a couple of YouTube videos so you understand what it is you're doing. But if you have sensitive skin, I really think that you should look into Dermaflash. I mean, one of my girlfriends uses it, loves it. As you heard from the CEO of Trophy Skin, his wife uses it. So, you know, that it just seems like a safer option. Definitely more sanitary, less room for error. When I say sanitary, meaning I've watched enough YouTube videos to have seen a few where women had used blades maybe that hadn't been sanitized after they used them, those little cheapo blades. And, you know, if bacteria gets on that and then you're opening up skin, I mean, you just have to be very careful. You just have to be very careful whenever you're dealing with a blade. And then the next thing, or the third thing probably to keep in mind, is that you want to have really clean skin. And, you know, personally, I am a huge fan of the microdermabrasion tools, like the one that I use from Trophy Skin. I love the little portable one, the Mini MD, and I'll put a link to that in our show notes, which is awesome. You get a 40% discount, which is, I think Trophy Skin for that. And okay, so let's keep talking about skin, shall we? Okay, so let's stay on this topic of hair, and let's talk about another little beauty hack that I think a lot of people don't know about. It just makes you look much more polished. Now, this is one, it's a little beauty hack. It's not an everyday hack. It's when you're wearing your hair up or a special event. Maybe you've got to do photos, or you're going to be on video, or you're going to a wedding. And this is a little trick made more acceptable by Joan Rivers, really made very popular by the Kardashian sisters. But Hollywood has been doing this forever. Okay, what is it? It's filling in your hairline with a powder that matches your darkest root. So imagine you've pulled all of your hair back very tightly in a ponytail. Unless you have like super duper thick, full hair and you're a 14-year-old girl, there's a pretty good chance that your hair has, you know, some thinning in places. Maybe it's even receding from like pulling your hair back in a ponytail really tight for so many years. Or just in general, all of us, our hair thins as we age. And then there are those of us who just have naturally thin hair. And so this is a little trick that makes your hair look much thicker, and it makes you look like just much more polished. Okay, so let's imagine that you pull your hair all the way back in a tight ponytail. As you can imagine, there would be like, you know, strands where the hair kind of separates and you can see your scalp. Well, there are these powders that they sell that kind of look like an eyeshadow, but it matches the darkest color of your roots. And you just dab that into your hairline to basically camouflage your skin where it's really obvious. When we used to do exercise videos, if any of the girls had like really like jet black hair and then like really white skin, it would almost be like distracting. So what they would do is just kind of fill in the part, and it just makes the hair look, you know, thicker, I guess. It's not something you have to do, but I have noticed that when I pull all my hair back, and I don't do this very often, but there are times where I've done like photo shoots or whatever, and I've got more time to get ready, that it's kind of fun to do. And I have this little compact that I bought from Speak of the Devil, QVC, that was made by Joan Rivers. And I bought it back when Joan Rivers was alive. So I don't know how many years ago that was, but I still have the same compact. But there's been times where I lost the little compact and I needed to do it. And I've just dipped my, you know, like a firm brush into a really super dark brown eyeshadow and then just blotted it in my hairline along the edge of my hair. And it just makes like a really clean, solid looking full hairline. That's all that I can tell you. And, you know, the other product that you can use for this that they use on TV and in production all the time is called Topix. And I believe it's spelled T-O-P-P-I-X, Topix. And that's kind of like a powder that you shake into your hair. And men can use it too. And it's like these little fibers that kind of expand and they match your skin, or they match your hair color, and it covers up the skin tone. Again, it's not something you need to do every day. It's certainly, you know, it's not people aren't going to go, whoa, you look so different. It's hard to describe it. You just look a little bit more polished and your hair looks a little fuller. Moving on to eyebrows. Eyebrows are a big deal. Like, eyebrows frame your face. In my opinion, ladies, a good eyebrow can make you look 10 years younger. You don't need to wear as much eye makeup. You look like you're hip and cool, and it frames your eyes, and it just makes you look more youthful if you've got a good brow. On the other hand, if you have an overly tweezed, poorly shaped, or like hardly any hair for your eyebrows, it just, you look a little bit more tired. You look a little older, and a good thick eyebrow just says youth, right? So it is important to have good brows. That's just my opinion. You can disagree if you'd like. However, I don't naturally have gray brows. Everyone in my family does. My daughter, my husband, and my son all have these nice, thick, perfectly shaped, bushy, Brooke Shields eyebrows. And then I have these very fine, light, I've got a nice shape, but very fine, light, blonde eyebrows. And so I would take the finest tip brow pencil and individually draw like individual hairs, because nothing looks, again, more dated than you like taking a brow pencil that's too dark and just going like two lines. It just doesn't look cute. It needs to look natural. It needs to look feathered. It should be a little bit lighter near your nose and then kind of get darker towards the edges. And it should look like actual hair, not like you've drawn it on with a crayon. So I used to spend a lot of time doing that. And then I would go in the shower or, you know, in the water or do a workout. And then I didn't have any eyebrows because they come off and I would scare people. So, and plus it was a pain in the butt. And so I decided to look into microblading. And here's what I have to tell you. It was worth every single freaking penny I spent on it. And I have to tell you, the difference in doing this is finding the right person, because a lot of my friends have gone to do this and they haven't loved the results. Or I've seen people who've gone to do it. I'm like, oh my God, who did your brows? Right? And the people who I've seen have beautiful brows have gone to someone who really knows what they're doing, and it should look incredibly natural. You should not be able to tell. If you can look at someone and think to yourself, oh girl, that is not natural, that is not your skin tone, or that is a horrible shape, then they did not go to someone who's really good. The key with microblading, well, let me explain what microblading is. Microblading is a form of semi-permanent eyebrow tattoo, but they don't use a tattoo gun. They use a very fine tip, almost like a needle point device that makes individual hair lines. So it's as thin as a piece of hair, the needle point. And then they rub into that, the derm, meaning your skin, once it's been, you know, they scrape a little hairline into it, and then they rub the semi-permanent ink that matches your root tone into that line, creating a semi-permanent ink that will fade in anywhere from 12 to 18 months. Some people, it takes 3 years. It kind of depends on who did it and how fast you metabolize it, etc. So I went and had it done, but let me just say that I spent a year and a half doing my research to find like the ultimate artist to do my brows, and she's amazing. And people have traveled from all over the United States to get in with Haley. Haley's that good, and she's booked out quite far. So if you're thinking like, okay, I want somebody good, I'm going to come to Southern California, I'm going to make a trip out of it. Like maybe you're coming to the Marketing Impact Academy or something next. When is our next? Is that next May, I think? Or March? I forget. But, you know, you could book an appointment with Haley. If you're not coming to Southern California to use Haley, do your research, girl. Like, do your research. And here's what you need to look for. You need to look for someone who has amazing Yelp or Instagram reviews, and then look at all of their before and after work and zoom in and ask yourself if it looks so 1,000% natural. If it doesn't look 1,000% natural, if it isn't a beautiful shape, don't go there. Read the reviews, look at the, and if you don't know, like if you're not positive, if you understand like what a beautifully shaped brow is, ask someone, because it makes, I follow so many pages of people who do microblading, and they have tons of followers, and people are like, oh, these brows are beautiful. I'm like, no, they're not. They look like magic marker. Those are not good. So it's one of those things. It's your face. It's like, don't go cheap on that. Okay, so what does it run? Hang on, I'm going to back up real quick. It runs anywhere from $300 to $2,000. You're not going to spend $2,000 unless you're in Beverly Hills. Oopsie. Sorry. Stand by. I love that your car tells you you're about to hit something, you know, even when you're not even close. But you're not going to spend $2,000 unless you're going to Beverly Hills. Like, I have a friend who went to someone in Beverly Hills. I'm like, girl, I'm not even sure that you got what you paid for. Like, that's not great. Roughly $600 to $1,000, and it will last you between, like I said, probably 18 months to 2 to 3 years, depending on your skin, right? So I went 2 years before I did a touch-up, and I really could have gone longer before I did a touch-up. I just love them so much that I wanted them a little bit thicker and a little bit fuller, and I also metabolized it pretty quickly. So I'm a huge, huge fan of microblading. I think it's phenomenal. You know, if you don't love it, the good news is it does, you know, eventually go away, but it's just, it makes it so much easier to get ready. It's so much faster. And I will link, so you, just so if nothing else, you can see what really, what to compare it to. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'm going to link to Haley's Instagram page so you can see what really good brows look like, because she is so freaking talented and I also love her. And but speaking of great brows, I will be seeing my daughter this weekend up in LA, and if you've never seen her brows, follow me on Instagram, because I will force her to go on my Instagram stories and we're going to take a nice close look at her brows. I have total brow envy. And it's crazy. Like, we'll be walking around, people will be like, they'll like stop and they'll go, wow, you have amazing brows. I'm like, that's pretty cool. If people are stopping you in the street and telling you, you have good brows, that's pretty fun. We're going to be up in LA this weekend, which reminds me, we're going to be up there to tour the Four Sigmatic headquarters. You guys have heard me talk about Four Sigmatic before. And if you're in the Pod Squad, which I hope you are, our Pod Squad on free Facebook group is where, like, all of us who listen to The Chalene Show and Build Your Tribe, it's where we all, like, get together and talk. And it's been all a buzz about the Viome results. Viome is the gut testing episodes that I did, and that's the company that makes the gut testing kits, and everyone's getting their results back. And everyone's, not everyone, but a few people, we've basically had, like, we've thrown them pity parties collectively, because a few people have found out that they really should not be drinking coffee, that it's inflammatory for them. So for a little while, they need to take a break. And that's why I was thinking, like, Four Sigmatic is a wonderful alternative if you are trying to figure out, like, what am I going to do? I drink coffee every single day. Consider doing a mushroom coffee. I mean, they have adaptogens that are infused into so many of their warm beverages. And that's a nice little jolt of energy if you need that in the morning. And they've got a bunch of different warm beverages, again, that are all natural, that are a great way for you to improve your health from the inside out, and do so in a way that maybe isn't inflammatory for your stomach. And mushroom coffees, by the way, they don't taste like mushrooms, but they've got cocos and teas, and, you know, they're, don't feel like your world has ended, that you have been told that you should probably lay off the coffee. Check out Four Sigmatic. I'm serious. You will love their line of warm beverages. And I'm going to be up there at their headquarters this weekend. I love Four Sigmatic. They're also, they are also a show sponsor, which means you get 15% off. I'm going to double check this, but I believe it's foursigmatic.com/Chalene for that 15% off. I'm almost positive of that. Double check me by looking in the show notes. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but if you just click on the show notes, it'll take you to wherever it is. Like, if I'm mentioning a product and that company has given us a discount or some kind of an offer, like, the links are always hot links in the show notes. You can just click on them and go right to your page. Anyways, that's a great alternative for those of you who are kind of like freaking out, like, what am I going to do if I can't have coffee? All right. We did facial hair. We did hairline. We did eyebrows. We did coffee. Now let's talk last one, lashes. I mean, unless there's more that you guys want to talk about, and you definitely let me know, because there's, I'm happy to do these girl topics whenever you need them. All right, the last one is lashes. So people ask me all the time, Chalene, why don't you do lash extensions? Or what do you think about magnetic lashes? Or have you tried this lash serum or this amazing mascara? So thank you so much for all of you who work for different MLMs and you have amazing lash serums. I believe you. I read comments from people who are like, no, this lash serum, I don't even work for this company, but it's amazeballs, or this mascara, it's changed the game. Shalene, you'll never wear false lashes again. Wrong. They always send them to me. I'm sure they work great. It's not about me growing out my lashes longer. It is not. My lashes are long, but they're also blonde. And I just, for the sake of saving time, I don't want to like put on mascara for like 10 minutes, which is what I have to do because my lashes are thin and blonde and they're long. And so, and even when they're really full, it just takes too much time to put on mascara. I'm sorry. And then it would get into my contacts and blah, blah, blah. I've tried the magnetic lashes. I've tried the ones you love. I've tried 20 different styles, 20 different brands. I don't like them. I do not like magnetic lashes. And I know that some people do. That's great. I also know some people love lash extensions. I do not like lash extensions. Kristen, who's our podcast manager, she wears lash extensions and they look adorable. Michelle Park, who's one of my friends in Payo, she wears lash extensions and they look fantastic. But for most people, I personally think, please don't take offense, but I noticed that they look really good for like 3 or 4 days. And then you got like a big old clump over here that's missing. And then like a week or two later, you got like two lashes and it's just, it doesn't look right. And then what do you do? You got to either fill those in and everybody loses their lashes eventually. They turn into little tiny nubs. Oh, and for the love of Pete, I can't lay there for another appointment. I cannot handle another appointment. And this is an appointment where you have to like have your eyes closed and be at the mercy of someone who's doing your lashes. I just felt like I was having a panic attack when I had them done, A. And then B, after 3 or 4 days, some of them were falling out and I just didn't love the way she did them. I went several times and I just was like, I can't get into this. I just cannot get into this. I don't think they look as good as false lashes. I can put on false lashes in 2 seconds flat. I will link to my favorite lashes and my favorite lash glue. But here's what I recommend you do. When you go on Amazon, order like 5 or 6 different styles, because the lash that looks good on you will depend on the size of your eye, the size of your face, your preferences, all those things. So, you know, play around. And yes, you will get good at it. You will get to a point where you can pop them on as fast as a drag queen. It really does take practice and determination. And it's a skill. It's a skill you need to work on. But here's the key when it comes to, I'm going to give you the keys when it comes to lashes. And I'm going to do a tutorial for you on IGTV. Maybe even by the time now, because you're going to be hearing this like Friday and I won't have time. But in the next week, I'm definitely going to do a lash tutorial for you on IGTV. So look for that. But let me just describe for you what makes this so much easier. Number one, the glue. Number two, a very, very thin layer of glue. Number three, let the glue dry for like 20 seconds, even a minute. So it's nice and tacky, but not like slippery slidey. And I'm not sure what number I'm on, but the next one is get yourself a 10X or 12X mirror. If you get yourself a 12X mirror, you're going to see things in that mirror you're not ready to see. But it does make it so much easier to put on your lashes when you can see freaking everything. And so get yourself a really strong 10X or even a 12X mirror. Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah, that's Kiage. And then the last little tip I have for you on lashes, especially if you're of a certain age, which I don't know what that is for you, but if you're trying to have a more youthful eye appearance and you want to give yourself the look of having an eye lift without going under the knife, cut off the very edge, not the inner corner part of the lash, but the outer edge, so that it's just slightly shorter than your actual lid. So let's just say from the very corner of my eyeball to the furthest outside edge of my eyelid. Let's just say that that is hypothetically an inch and a quarter. Well, I would cut off the last quarter of the lash so that when I place it on my eye, like the very edge of my lash line kind of goes upward instead of dragging downward. Because if your eye drags downward, it just makes you look tired. And you want a nice, bright, lifted eye. I'm telling you, you can really like change the shape and appearance of your eye if you get good at placing your lashes. They take me 2 seconds to put on. I take them off every night. I do reuse them if I can keep them clean. And I clean them with, you know, like a little makeup wipe. And I place them back on a little tray that I took them off of. And, you know, I buy Christina 43s. I buy Christina, I think it's 702s. A couple different styles. I'll put them in the show notes that I like to wear. And, you know, you can get them for like $1.25. If you're buying them in bulk, you can probably get them for like $1. If you're just buying like one pair, it's probably like $2 or $3. But you can get 2 or 3 wears out of them, and you don't have to wear them every day. But I take them off each night. And, oh, by the way, when I do put my lashes on, I do put just a little bit of mascara to blend my blonde lashes into the black false lashes, because otherwise my blonde lashes, like they're like neon. Like, you want to blend them together. And I can do it in less than a minute for both eyes. And that's just so much faster than trying to make my mascara look amazing or magnetic lashes or just the hassle of lash extensions. Okay, lastly on lash extensions, some of you do that professionally. And I, like I said, it is amazing for some women. If you are not a girly girl, if you're like, I cannot put lashes on myself, I am not good at putting on makeup every day, but I like what it looks like when my lashes are, then go get lash extensions. Just like anything else, find someone really good. It's just not for me. That's all. I think they're great for other people. Just, it was not my jam. And P.S., you don't have to do any of these things. You can be all natural. You can let your face hair grow long. You can let that chin hair grow all the way down until it's creating a shadow on your neck. Feel free to forget about shaving your bikini area. Let it go crazy. Let it just hang right out of your bikini bottom. If that's you, God bless you. And you can braid the hair under your arms and put little beads in it. Fantastic. But girl, not me. Mm-mm. I don't understand this all natural thing. I make no apologies over the fact that I am a girly girl and I like maintenance, and I don't like that maintenance takes so much time, but I still like it and it makes me feel more ladylike. And I know there's this whole movement to like not wear deodorant and to not shave because it's natural. But you know what else is natural? Bad breath in the morning is natural. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do something about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I do not understand this whole, like, we're not shaving our legs, our bikini area, or our underarms, or wearing deodorant. Do not relate. I want you to eat all natural. I want you to eat all natural. But I still think there's no problem with some false lashes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So anyways, I put beauty hacks on my Instagram highlights. So if you go to my Instagram page, at Shalene Johnson, you'll see under my highlights, there's one that says beauty. And I share with you my extension hack for creating a ponytail, how to create a messy bun if you have really short hair. I show you how I style my hair with a flat iron, how I make beach waves. I do a lash tutorial. I share all my favorite little products on there. So go check that out. This is a fun episode. I hope you guys found it useful. Thank you to Four Sigmatic. Thank you to Trophy Skin for offering us that discount. That was awesome. And join the Pod Squad so that you can be in on these little conversations where you decide what it is I'm going to talk about, because that's fun. You're the boss. This is your show. I work for you. I love you. I mean it, and I'll talk to you soon.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's P-A-I-R.com.